Let me see that book. Talks about me behind my back.
Who does?
I'm putting that down for all of you.
Racket took the book from Gruffy.
Hey!
Don't worry, Gruffy. When the pizza comes, the book's all ours.
Even later that day, the gang was still at it.
Nozzles acts like he's the boss of me.
Racket didn't give me my book when I asked him. Come to think of it, neither did Sully.
This went on for quite some time, until...
That does it. I've had it. I'm not speaking to any of you.
Way ahead of you, Aardvark. I haven't been speaking to any of you for the last 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah? Well, then who are you saying that to?
La, 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 la.
Well, I'm certainly not speaking to anyone who's not speaking to me.
And I would never speak to anyone who's done... 17 pages of things to me. And those are just the things I can think of at the moment. But don't put that book away just yet, Aardvark, skunk and elephant.
You don't have to worry about that, bear.
None of the animals said another word. They scribbled in silence for a while until Sully reached for the book at the same time as Nozzles.
Too slow, Aardvark.
Sully got up and stormed off. Not to be outdone, Racket and Gruffy did too.
Finally, I can work on my list in peace.
Then Sully came bursting back in.
Give me the book, elephant.
Sully just disturbed my peace.
I just thought of another thing.
Racket and Gruffy hurried in.
Me too!
I have 10 more things about each of you. Ouch!
Sorry.
That's 11 about you.
Give me that book.
My hands are on it.
So are mine.
Let go!
Gruffy yanked the book away and threw it out the kitchen window.
Hey!
They stared bitterly at each other for a moment. Then Gruffy bolted for the front door.
That's 12!